From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Common Council at its meeting last month endorsed the application by the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society for a grant from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation for the purpose of preparing the lighthouse for the construction necessary to keep it standing. Sue Seneca of the Society explained the lighthouse was built in 1874 on 200 wooden pilings packed with mud and protected by large boulders called riprap. However, since that time, the wakes of large sailing vessels have, and I quote, sucked, end quote, boulders away, threatening the pilings with oxidation. To keep the lighthouse standing, the Society's plan calls for protecting the pilings with new boulders, repacking them with mud, and building a metal, and I quote, protective curtain, end quote, around the lighthouse's base. But first, potential issues with soil and asbestos must be dealt with and permits obtained. The preliminary work will cost about $630,000. The grant the Society is applying for will cover $500,000 of that total. If the grant funding is received soon, Seneca said, the project could be shovel-ready by 2023. Additional support would become necessary for the main construction, which could take a few years. Seneca said people are discovering the lighthouse and have used it for a variety of events, from birthdays and weddings to part of an opera. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Local governments in the state of New York will have the power to reduce the speed limits on their roads to 25 miles an hour under legislation signed into law last week by Governor Kathy Hochul. The measure is intended to cut down on car crashes and fatalities. It was coupled with a separate provision that increases fines for leaving the scene and failing to report a crash. The speed limit measure changes the current law that sets default maximum speed limit in a city, town, or village to 30 miles an hour. Fines for leaving the scene of a crash without reporting it will be increased $750 to $1,000 for a first-time offense. A repeat violation could lead to a fine as high as $3,000. Hochul said, and I quote, "These laws will help prevent senseless tragedies and injuries by cracking down on erratic and irresponsible driving. Today, we are reaffirming our commitment to keeping New Yorkers safe and using every resource available to save lives," end quote. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Alexandra Izu is reporting for the Times Union. Little Cat Lodge, a new hotel at the base of Catamount Mountain, has opened. The hotel, located on 7 acres in Hillsdale, started welcoming guests on August 10th. The former Swiss hut offers 14 alpine rooms with private terraces or patios, featuring beds made from maple trees sourced from Catamount ski slopes. Rates for the smallest rooms start at $345 single occupancy per night during the week. Co-owner Noah Baramoff said there was some delays in getting the kitchen finished. He said, and I quote, "We are at the 95% spot in terms of the whole project. The rooms themselves are 99% and the restaurant is 90%, end quote. The 45-seat tavern will be open in a few weeks. Baramoff said, and I quote, "We are shooting to open around Labor Day," end quote. The chef is Jason Bond, formerly of Bond Air Cambridge. Baramoff and his partner, Matt Klegman, have their roots in New York's food world and the Hudson Valley, where they have been living on and off since 2013. Baramoff is the co-owner of Otto's Market in Germantown. The dining room, the lodge's 70-seat restaurant, is scheduled to open after the tavern. Little Cat is still hiring, mostly for servers, bartenders, cooks, and support staff. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website for weather updates, town meetings, the community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.